This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So just a few minutes ago, we were talking about something that banks are now doing, offering loan deals where you pay the interest first before starting the capital reduction. Now, the question is whether this is a good idea in the context of property. And Philip Schoeman is here.
Morning, Philip. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. I mean, in South Africa, a few financial institutions offer interest only or reduced payment periods. So this particular offer that we're looking at, what exactly is it about?
So it's an interest only or deferred capital home loan.
Okay.
So in a normal home loan, a portion of your installment goes towards interest and a portion goes to capital repayment.
Mm-hmm.
A small portion goes to capital repayment.
Yes.
So what this does is it gives you breathing space. It the bank freezes the capital portion. You're only paying interest for the first couple of years. Now, what happens then is after year three or year two, whichever package you take, and maybe sometimes year five, there's a sharp increase because you've now got a shorter time period to pay off your capital.
Mm.
You've only paid interest. And the problem is this could... if you don't know, if you're not financially disciplined, this could force you to sell after 3 years, which is actually a dream to me as a real estate agent.
Okay.
It keeps a spin on the market. It's good for the banks. It's good for the attorneys. It's good for the market. It's not good for you unless you're disciplined.
Okay.
So it can be a very powerful tool if you properly manage it, meaning you would free up cash flow to enter the market earlier. Okay, when the prices are low or at the right time in the market. And then obviously when your interest or when your rental income is going to go up as an investor after 3 years, you'll be able to cover that. Plus also you might look at large interest-bearing payments dropping after year two or three, let's say a game account or something's going to close or you're finishing off with that furniture you've bought. That payment's going to finish, and then you automatically have the freed up capital. So it works for the disciplined, discerning buyer. Most people would use this when they can just barely afford a bond.
Before we even get into that discerning buyer in terms of maybe the kind of questions they can ask when they are faced in this situation, what would the worst case scenario be? You said that it would benefit everyone but the consumer, so or the buyer.
It could benefit
the
buyer. It could. Most of the time, it's only going to benefit the market because it's going to force sales, and it means more properties going to have to move, which means you are going to have less time. You're not going to hold on to your property for that long. And remember, property is a long-term investment. So what you should be asking the banks is, what is the interest during this time period fixed or not?
Mm-hmm.
Can I pay in extra without being penalized?
Mm.
The other thing is, what is my exact installment going to be? So I can plan for this jump. Is it going to hurt me or not?
Okay.
So from a cash flow perspective, it can be very good for a buyer. But most of the time, people will acquire a loan like this. They'll want it because they can actually only not afford on a million-rand bond the 11, but they can afford the 8. But that jump is not just going to be 3 after 3 years. It's going to be 5 or 6. It's basically going to almost double. So a lot of bond consultants don't want to push this down on clients. It's more... if you ask, you can.
Yeah, but yes, we understand. You said it requires discipline because there could be problems maybe in the next few years or so. But is it something that you would advise that we consider?
It depends largely on your situation and your scenario. Like if you know your car is going to finish, you're going to finish paying off your car in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to save up 5 grand, 6 grand a month, which was going towards your car, and you want to, obviously, you're taking this conscious decision now that when this car finishes, my bond's going to jump up. So basically, I'm just going to put that money there. You're going to pay more interest over time. It's going to take you, you might refinance a bit later. You might have to move the bond and consolidate. just to free up your cash flow, because you also don't know what's going to happen in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't necessarily plan 3 years ahead.
Okay.
And your interest is going to be higher at inception because the bank doesn't know what's going to happen.
No. Oh, mm-hmm. All right. Okay, we're going to leave a conversation here for today, Philip. Thank you so much for coming through. I appreciate your time. That's a broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schumann.
Thanks, guys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.